This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden asked Major League Baseball to postpone their season. USA Radio News Dan Araki reports.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
John Travolta is reliving his Grease glory days with his daughter Ella in their Super Bowl ad for Scott's Miracle-Gro. 66-year-old John Travolta struggling with an iPhone tripod while his 20-year-old daughter Ella helps out. The father and daughter duo then segue into a Grease-inspired dance routine. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Biden's first test for China is here.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The CDC has advice for teachers getting back into the classroom. USA Radio News Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things, important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2019, approximately 56.6 million students attended elementary and secondary schools in the United States. The U.S. is currently home to 16,800 school districts, Texas being the number one with 1,200. The NFL Super Bowl is Sunday from Tampa Bay. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. By the way, for more information on the show and to download these incredible interviews that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, they're right there at the website. Download them. We're givers. It's absolutely free. Enjoy sharing with your friends. You know, because there's nothing just nothing but a great way to start a conversation if you're serious about reasoning together than to hear what some of these experts are sharing with us. You know, these days we hear a lot about PTSD, and even in the context of COVID, believe it or not, people are suffering in immeasurable measure, and our next guest knows a lot about this. She's written a new book, Arsenal of Hope, Tactics for Taking on PTSD Together. This wife and filmmaker shares her story of life with Special Ops Delta Force Command Sergeant Major combating PTSD. She also tells of her own personal battle to overcome PTSD. Jen Satterley, thank you for your service, for all that you've done and committed on behalf of freedom for this country, and for being with us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, your book, was this something that, you know, just was with you for a while? You just said, I've got to write this book, and, you know, you and your husband, for all that you've been going through. I mean, this is kind of like a maybe a part of the healing process, I guess, maybe in a sense, is it?
That's accurate, yes. You know, it was very healing for me to write this book. And, you know, my husband, he wrote a book about 2.5 years ago, All Secure. It came out a little bit over a year ago. And that process for Tom was immensely healing. We knew that we wanted to share his story. So many active duty and veterans, combat warriors, law enforcement, like you said, just a myriad of people suffer from PTSD. We knew his story could help others at least not feel so alone. And when his book was finished, really both of us kind of sat down and said, okay, you know, let's get something out that has more practical tips, tools, a little bit more self-helpy. So that's when we decided, hey, okay, let's invest the time. And I got to work.
Well, and there's a lot involved here, not only your personal story, but you and your husband are involved with an organization that works with, you know, people from all walks of life. It's not just military. Anybody who has suffered PTSD, and I think as we're starting to understand more and more about this and the effects, we're realizing that PTSD is much more pervasive than we realized.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's something that started really not even being talked about until late 90s, early 200s. And even then, it was something that wasn't understood. Here we are, you know, fast forward 2021, and I think people are now starting to get it's not the veteran under the bridge. It's not the guy who shot up the post office. It is something that most Americans in their lifetime could actually experience. And it doesn't mean that it's a life sentence. For some people, it might be 6 months that they have to address the trauma and heal from it. For others, it could be a lifetime.
Exactly. Well, and in the case of the military, being former military myself, Jen, I have a lot of compassion. I did not go into a combat zone during Vietnam. I served stateside here. In fact, because of my background, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton, believe it or not. So as a Marine, was good fun, but you know, everybody has a part to play in the support of our country. But the fact of the matter is probably today we got less than 1% of America is involved in the military. There's no conscription anymore. It's all volunteer and less than 1%. And of that, you've got a slight percentage of people that, you know, are in a combat zone. They're dodging bullets. Their fellow comrades are dying at their side. And that, it is beyond extraordinary, beyond what you could even imagine. Even when you are watching it on TV, you're away, you know that it's a movie, but when you're there, it's a different thing altogether. And I'm increasingly pleased that we are addressing this issue, because heretofore, as you said, just speaking of military people, and not to mention, you know, police officers and others, you know, that have been subjected to PTSD and they didn't understand what was going on. But at least we're getting through this process of being able to talk about it and understand and, to serve those who served us.
Absolutely. It's so critical. And, you know, one of the things that really shocked me when I started working in special operations was the suicide statistics. You know, I came from a very civilian world background, and I had no idea. And in fact, I thought it was inaccurate. I thought there's no way that 22 veterans and active duty service members are killing themselves every single day in this country. Almost 8,000. Since 2006, 45,000. So when you look at that and you look at how many have been killed since 9/11 in combat, it's roughly 6,000. So
yeah.
We are the greatest enemy, right? Our own selves are the greatest enemy. We're killing ourselves at a higher number than the enemy can even get to us. And it's because we're not dealing with it. It's because it's so taboo. And Tom and I are working so hard to break that stigma. This is a natural biological response to stress. It's an injury exactly. That needs healing. It's not.
Well, and I want you to break that down. I want you to break that down more for our audience. PTSD, by definition, what is it?
So post-traumatic stress disorder, it can either happen after a singular incident, so a really bad car accident, maybe you're a victim of sexual trauma or assault, or there's complex PTSD. So that's something that happens over time and repeatedly. That's what we're seeing with law enforcement or military members that are exposed to trauma, maybe even on a daily basis. So the brain, biologically, it's created to protect us, right? We still have our caveman brains. So in every ounce of our being, we're meant to find safety and security. And the brain does this automatically, just like breathing. So with PTSD, the brain is saying, okay, I've been through something really bad, and now I've got to protect. And so anything that may look like chaos or threat, I've got to get control of it immediately. This is not a response that the person is thinking about. It's not conscious. This is all happening behind the scenes. And I think that's why it's so confusing to some people, and they think I can willpower my way out of this, which you just can't.
Right. Well, as you say, the response in many times is reactive. It's so reactive you don't even think, because it's instinctive. It's like you said, the brain is taking control and automatically responding in which to protect its host, which is our body. And so for people who do not understand what's going on, this is pretty bizarre, isn't it?
It's a killer, frankly, because there's so much shame and embarrassment attached to it and misunderstanding. So many of the people we work with are like, I should be able to, right? I'm highly trained. I've had the best, you know, training in the entire world. I can go overseas and perform really to a level that most humans aren't capable of performing. So why can't I deal with my anger? Why can't I deal with messy cups in the sink? You know, what's
I'll tell you what, that's a good question that we'll answer on the other side of the break. Stay with us more from Ken after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. Our conversation with Jen Satterley continues. She and her husband, Tom, and Tom was a former Special Ops Delta Force Command Sergeant Major, who was combating PTSD. Jen has her own personal story and how she had to overcome the trauma of PTSD. And since they have come together, husband and wife to form All Secure Foundation. Now, one of the things that seems to be the order of the day and what we've been talking a lot about is the miraculous of the brain and how God has designed us. You know, if you think about this for just a moment, if you've had any experience in the military, you basically are trained in military ways, and your brain adjusts accordingly, because that's what you do. Now, if you happen to go in a combat situation and you deal with something traumatic, especially as we're finding out, if you've done it over a period of time, sometimes it can be a one event, you know, that's so traumatic that you experience PTSD. Other cases that we're finding out is you imagine people in combat zone for an extended period of time. And Jen, when they have been, you know, their brain's been pulverized with whether it's bombs, IEDs, you know, suppression of gunfire by surprise, and that can be quite shocking over an extended period of time. And it's no wonder that these soldiers in particular, I mean, we can imagine what law enforcement goes through as well, because they do this. They serve our communities for years, but it will take its toll that we're finding out. And what needs to occur, which is brilliant, what All Secure Foundation is doing, is retraining the brains from post-traumatic stress. And this can be done, and you're proof that it can be and is being done, right?
It absolutely can be done. You know, really, the toughest thing for Tom and I was understanding that. We thought this was a life sentence. We thought that, you know, due to the trauma that Tom was exposed to for so many years, that this was just how it was going to be. And, you know, for him, it was so heartbreaking that, you know, he nearly became a veteran suicide statistic himself. Because he had lost hope, and, you know, he had lost his tribe at that time. This is during retirement. And he just felt like he was a burden. Mm. Tom is a completely different man than he was 7 years ago. And he has gotten to the other side of it with work and patience and understanding. There is absolutely a way out of the dark tunnel.
Well, and not to mention a very strong wife who can come alongside. And, of course, you have your own story. So how did your story play into Tom's?
I joke that my PTS was attracted to his PTS, but I think there's some truth there.
There might be some truth to that, no doubt about it. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together, right?
Yes, very true, very true. There's a sort of comfort in going through something. And obviously, Tom's story and my story, where our PTS originated from, was very different. But really, how it showed up in our lives was kind of similar. So I had childhood abuse and trauma. I had sexual assault trauma, and I tried to willpower it away. I tried to outsmart it. I tried to avoid it, and it led to destruction and reckless behavior and all kinds of things that I wish I could have taken back and had better understanding at a younger age. But I'm also very grateful. I know God put me in that position and to better understand and inform the work I do today. But yeah, I had a lot of work to do too. And some of that even came to the forefront when I was helping Tom heal with his PTS.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, is how the two experiences, because they were different, and how they converged, and what happened as you were helping Tom in his healing, and you realize, whoa, you know, I'm dealing with some stuff here as well. And how did Tom come alongside you? Was he able at that point, to help you help him, himself?
Yes, in many, many ways. You know, Tom was really the first person that I talked about these sexual assaults with. And I had buried that for so long out of shame and embarrassment. It was such a young age that I didn't understand. And so that trauma's done. It was so long ago, but it wasn't. I never dealt with it. I never faced it. I never gave myself the opportunity to heal from it. So right. I didn't understand that some of that trauma was showing up in our relationship until we started going to therapy and talking out our issues, and that came to the forefront, and really being able to share that with Tom, because I knew it, that he had been through so much that he could handle my baggage as well. And so we helped each other and we carried each other and we truly found different measures of healing for each of us that work. So it's different for everyone. But that support system, it was incredible. There's nothing like having somebody that you have that ultimate trust with and you can share that with, and so important.
Exactly. And that's my thought here, Jen, is that what this must have done for your marriage and your partnership.
I joke that we started off at a place of divorce. Like, we were almost there right after we got married because the trauma was so thick. And I joke now we're like newlyweds because, you know, that trauma has lifted and it's allowed for a lot of beautiful things to come to the surface for us. So, you know, Tom and I both feel we're a very, very strong, dedicated, loyal couple to each other. We're each other's battle buddies, essentially.
Right.
And that's what's so great about spouses or close friends or family, that you have that trust with. They become your battle buddy.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it really, at the basis of all this, and people who I know that enjoy successful marriages, the issue of vulnerability is really, you know, so important. And the fact of the matter is we may not understand, and probably early on in your relationship with Tom, just as you said, you guys are heading to divorce because you didn't quite understand what was going on. And you were reactive, and maybe you reacted in a way that Tom says, wait a minute, that's non sequitur. It doesn't even make sense. That's not even a reasonable reaction. And so then you start building up a case like, whoa, I'm married to a loon here. What the heck's going on here? Maybe I need to bail. And thank God you, and I'm sure you went those moments with Tom as well, and you're going, wait, why is he reacting this way? You know, I just left the door open, and the reaction just seems to be, you know, extraordinary. So all this, when you're dealing with PTSD, from my understanding and reading here, Jen, you know better. You've gone through it with you and Tom, and you've helped hundreds of other military people and law enforcement and others who are dealing with PTSD, so you have a better handle on this. But I can see where this, until this gets out of the way, boy, you're fighting an uphill battle on a relationship because you don't have a fair fight because you're carrying all this baggage with you, right?
I used to tease it with like God and demons because I did a lot of praying, a lot of praying, a lot of crying, a lot of just trying to understand this man that I loved so deeply, but had this dark side. And it felt very much like a dark side. And we did label it as his demons because for Tom, it definitely felt like it was something beyond him. And that part of not having quote unquote control of yourself, of your emotions, even of your spirituality at that point, it's devastating, and it's devastating to a couple. And I thank God, truly came through an abusive childhood situation where I actually recognized the pattern. So yes, I definitely stuck with it. It wasn't always easy, but it definitely has been worth it.
Well, this book is such a blessing for those of you who are dealing, think you might be dealing with PTSD, have a loved one who's dealing with this. Boy, I'll tell you, this is so insightful and educational. What Jen shares with us, her and Tom, it's their story and arsenal of hope tactics for taking on PTSD together. And there are specific tactics. This is all about wisdom. How can people be in touch with you, Jen, to be able to engage here?
I would love for people to reach out. AllSecureFoundation.org is our website, and you can find us on all social media platforms as All Secure Foundation.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden asked Major League Baseball to postpone their season. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
John Travolta is reliving his Grease glory days with his daughter Ella in their Super Bowl ad for Scott's Miracle-Gro. 66-year-old John Travolta struggling with an iPhone tripod while his 20-year-old daughter Ella helps out. The father and daughter duo then segue into a Grease-inspired dance routine. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
With you, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Lifestyle expert Jamie Hess is going to be joining us in a few moments. And she's the creator at NYC Fit Fam, the daughter of famed TV journalist Joan London. Last time we caught up with her, she's been nonstop busy, and I'm sure with the new year and everything, nothing has slowed down for you, right, Jamie?
Oh, my gosh, you know it. January is the time, right, for those resolutions and getting healthy.
Yeah, some of my friends have said, I turned over a new leaf, found the same one underneath it. I go, well, that's not very, you know, very committed.
I've heard that, old ditty.
Yes, exactly. It's been around for a while. And it's always fun to come back, and we look forward to hearing it every year about this time until we, you know, say forget it. Let's do something different. And I know you've got some great ideas to share with us in order to up our game and to make 2021 the best fit year ever, huh?
Well, I really do. You know, studies have shown that routine in particular, you know, consistency, that is critical for our overall health, really in our body and our mind. And especially now, like really thinking back on last year we've all had, you know,
yes,
can really be a mood booster as well. So I partnered with a few brands today to share some of my favorite wellness routine revamps, really for everyone.
Okay, well, let's talk about who you're partnering with and how it applies to revamping our daily habits. And I like the idea that you talked about consistency, and maybe we're out of rhythm a little bit, you know, because of what we had to endure, you know, the last year with COVID-19, lockdown, not lockdown, mask, no mask. But it's really important for us to be consistent, and, you know, that gives us a sense of stability in and of itself, doesn't it, Jamie?
It's really really true, and it is proven to be kind of the winning formula. You know, it's not about trying to change everything at once. It's about making little changes every single day that are sustainable. So, like, for instance, let me talk about my first one because it's a good one. Mm-hmm. Supplements, okay? Yes. So a lot of us, you know, try to, like, change our entire eating habits at once, and it's just, like, it's not going to last. But what you can be paying attention to is making sure that your body is getting everything that it needs, and that is making self-care a priority. So it's actually proven that most Americans have low levels of essential omega-3s. I don't know if you had heard that stat before, but it's a big one. Mm-hmm. It's because most of us don't eat enough fish. Right. And there's actually a lot of omega-3 supplements out there, and choosing the right one is really important. Doctors actually recommend krill oil as a clinically proven superior omega-3 supplement. Mm-hmm. So I partnered with a brand called Kori Pure Antarctic Krill Oil. That's Kori with a K, K-O-R-I. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's a superior omega-3. It's going to support immune, heart, brain, joint, eye, and skin health. But the big difference here, Bill, is that it provides superior absorption versus fish oil. So you want to make sure that what you're taking is actually getting into your system, right?
Exactly.
It's also going to give you, yeah, it's also going to give you, like, a lot of good things that are better than your traditional fish oil, like no fishy aftertaste, it's sustainable. Just a lot of really good benefits about using a better product in this space. So you can find that at Walmart, CVS, or select Costco warehouses across the country. They also have a website. It's KoriKrillOil.com.
You know, I can tell you, Jamie, when you use quality nutritional products, you really do feel the difference. And sometimes it's hard to tell because there's so many, you know, options out there. But your body is the true judge of it all, isn't it?
Well, it really is. It's going to tell you. And, you know, your body, learning to be intuitive and actually feel what your body is feeling is a very important piece of the puzzle. You know, we're so attuned to realize when things feel bad, but also notice when things are feeling good. Like if you wake up and you have a little more energy, think about what did I eat yesterday? What did I kind of double down on? And how can I make sure I'm taking more of that into my body?
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes it can be a bit subtle. And that's, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, feeling good can be subtle. I mean, one moment you realize, you go, hey, you know, this is a pretty good day. I feel pretty good right now.
I mean, that's exactly right. Most of us don't notice it. So, you know, really be aware of that. Be awake. But let's talk about when you're maybe not feeling so good, okay? Because I want to take a little left turn right now and just talk about our medicine cabinet, because it is another place that we can really revamp our wellness routines. Even though this winter is going to look different than maybe winters past, maybe we're not spending as much time around other people, et cetera, a lot of us are still going to suffer kind of those typical cold and flu-like symptoms. It happens. It's cold and flu season, so best to be prepared. So you want to make sure you have the right medicines in your cabinet. And for me, one of my favorite products that I always keep on hand for myself and my family is Robitussin Honey Severe Cough, Flu, and Sore Throat. So Robitussin, of course, you know, kind of iconic, trusted brand. The difference in this particular product is that they give you a couple great things. First of all, the taste of real, true-sourced, certified honey. Mm. So that's awesome. That's exactly what you want when you're sick. The daytime formula tastes like elderberry. The nighttime tastes like vanilla. So really nice to taste. But also, it pairs grade-A honey with cough medicine to relieve cold and flu symptoms. So really everything that you want and kind of that comforting medicine that's going to give you all the relief that you need. And it does come in two formulations, a nighttime formula and a daytime non-drowsy formula. It's really kind of something. That, of course, it's Robitussin products, so it's available at retailers nationwide, or you can go on their website, which is Robitussin.com.
Well, I agree with you, Jamie. I can tell you, you know, you and I, we talk for a living. And so we can strain our voices a little bit. And I'll tell you, it is nothing like this product. I mean, to really make a big difference and soothe the throat, it is a welcome use, so must have in the medicine cabinet, as you say. What other must haves should we have?
Well, here's the last thing I'll say, because this is what I preach all day, every day. And it is just kind of circling back to that idea of consistency, I want to just tell your audience this. Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't have to be a marathon runner by tomorrow. And if you're not a marathon runner yet, 3 weeks into the new year, please stop beating yourself up.
Right.
But what it is about is just doing the best that you can one step at a time, one day at a time. So if that means getting out and taking a 20-minute walk, if that is your commitment to mindful movement, do it. Because not only will it promote weight loss, which is a nice byproduct, but it's also going to do things like improve your mood, you know, decrease irritability, and it can really improve your sleep too, which is something I know a lot of us struggle with.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Jamie Hess with, you know, all about diet, fitness, beauty and prevention must-have to spruce up your daily routine and reboot 2021 resolutions. Jamie, I like your idea of encouragement that, you know, don't beat yourself up because, you know, look, we've got a lot going on. Kids' schedules turned upside down. Look, if you miss a day, don't be so hard on yourself. You can start again tomorrow. I mean, every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. And, you know, this is the challenge with New Year's resolutions. We make them with all the good intention, and then the first time we hit a bump in a road, we kind of just let it go and then just keep letting it go. But going back to what you said earlier, this is why consistency is so important. Also, I found working with somebody else too, if you have somebody else to, you know, go on those walks and hold each other accountable, that also goes a long way too, right?
I cannot thank you enough for bringing that up. So seriously, that is my biggest tip. Here's the thing. Self-care starts with no longer beating yourself up for not having been able to do it in the past. And nobody can do it. We all struggle, right? Like, it's very difficult, this stuff. So set yourself up for success and stop trying to do it alone. Accountability buddies are my jam. They are another one of my biggest things that I preach. I really encourage you to, you know, enlist the help of a spouse, a partner, a best friend, a family member to help keep you on your game.
Well, Jamie, you've been absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for all the great tips. Where can people go to be in touch with you?
Yeah, you can follow me at NYC Fit Fam on Instagram. I share tips and tricks like this every day.
There she is, the one and only Jamie Hess. Thank you, Jamie. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You as well.
Love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
How about some hope? If you're losing hope, you know, like so much that has happened in our lives, sometimes it's that last minute, you know, when you're just about ready to do something desperate, that the answer is there. And I say, no matter what it looks like right now, there's always hope. As long as you're breathing, there is always hope this side of heaven, okay? We can talk later about the other side of heaven and the choice that's there. But today we're talking about now. You know, the gift of the present, and that is today. You know, I was surprised to read this statistic, and maybe you've heard this before, that cancer will soon be the number one killer worldwide. The number one killer, it will soon be the number one killer worldwide, that is cancer. And we have World Cancer Day coming up. We're going to talk about its importance and, you know, kind of the state of the situation and what we can do to combat this evil disease. The National Field Director of the Medical Liaison Team of GRAIL, Dr. Sarah Mosley, joins us now. Dr. Mosley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Bill. Thank you.
I'm not... Okay, explain to our audience World Cancer Day. What is it?
So World Cancer Day is a day when the cancer community comes together and refocuses our efforts on what we're doing to really fight this disease and create a world without cancer. And in spite of all the breakthroughs and the $200 billion alone that we spent on cancer care last year, it's a real challenge. We lost over 500,000 American lives to cancer last year alone. Mm. And part of the challenges that we're detecting in very late stage disease, which we'll talk about, Bill.
Well, and the thing is here we are dealing with cancer. You got 500,000, and this is on top of COVID. And, you know, it's a devastating time in our country's history that we're dealing with COVID, we're dealing with other diseases, and certainly cancer. And today is officially World Cancer Day, right?
That's right. And of course, during COVID, it's very challenging for people to go for their routine cancer screenings. The challenge and the problem that we face today and why cancer is such a deadly disease is that most people don't know they have cancer until it's too late, when it's detected in late stages and has already spread to different parts of the body. And At that point, it becomes very challenging and complicated to treat. However, we do know that if we can detect cancer early, we have a much better opportunity to save lives. In fact, nearly 90%, 9 out of 10 patients live 5 years or longer if we detect cancer early. In contrast, if we detect cancer late, when it's already spread within the body, we're losing 8 out of 10 patients. Now, we do know, Bill, that if we detect early, we can save lives, and we're doing that. We're detecting 4 or 5 main cancers at the moment: breast cancer, colon cancer, cervical cancer, lung cancer in high-risk patients, and prostate cancer for some males. I mean, it's great. We're getting a lot of information from these tests, and they're saving lives. We're detecting early. However, I think what many people aren't aware of is 70% of the lives lost due to cancer are from cancers that we're not screening for. But there's many, many different kinds of cancer, and we really have to think about this very differently and take an approach where we can test for many, many cancers at the same time and detect them early when there's an opportunity to save lives.
Well, I want to talk about what you just finished saying, but going back for just a moment, again, realizing what is going on. I mean, you give us these numbers in terms of how many people you're able to save when it's detected early, but that number is going to be compromised in light of COVID, where people are missing appointments. They're thinking, well, they can't go there because of COVID and restrictions and that sort of thing. But what I'm hearing consistently from doctors is, you know, do not avoid your appointment. Maintain. You have to maintain medical treatment for the very reason that you just stated, is that those cancers that are caught early, we have a better chance at being able to defeat them, right?
Yes, that's right, Bill. And of course, people justifiably have fear about going into hospitals and going for their routine care at the moment. And of course, we absolutely encourage that. GRAIL is the healthcare company that has been focusing on the challenge of detecting cancer early in a very innovative way, and has developed a test called Gallery. It is able to detect more than 50 kinds of cancer, very early stage diseases, through a very simple blood draw. So this is potentially an easier, a more convenient way for people to get screened for cancer during a pandemic. What's also helpful about this test is it provides information to the patient and the physician about where in the body that cancer is localized, which can streamline the next step of understanding what cancer the patient might have and how to work that up. And again, during a pandemic, that can be very helpful, Bill.
You know, without a doubt. Well, anything that when we're up against time, anything we can do to go directly as opposed to, you know, going through elongated processes. I think this idea of multi-cancer early detection, especially in light of what you laid out earlier, Dr. Mosley, that, you know, we've been pretty good at focusing on 5 types of cancers, but there are so many more that need to be detected. So Gallery is going a long way into that next level to be able to offer more information to our cancer doctors, right?
That's right, Bill, and we're excited to share that we will be bringing Gallery into healthcare before summertime this year. A number of large self-insured employers and innovative healthcare systems and specialty physicians will have the test available. Of course, we want to make it broadly available to all people across the United States to have a significant impact on the disease, and we're working urgently to make that happen, Bill. I personally have a connection to this disease, and as I'm sure many of your listeners do. I lost my mother to lung cancer, and she didn't know she had the disease until very late stages when it had already spread, and she passed away within 9 weeks. So clearly, you know, I have a great passion for folks to really understand that they should be really focusing on early detection, going in for their routine screenings, and considering this new approach, this real innovative approach to be able to detect many, many more cancers than we're screening for today, and truly have an impact on saving lives.
Well, Dr. Mosley, as you lay out here, preventative health care is so critical. What is your recommendation? I'd say minimum recommendation that you would offer to people to say, look, this should be the absolute minimal that you should be doing by way of preventative health care. Because we're not made for the long haul here in terms of we're going to live forever and ever. Amen. We're all heading to the exits. The challenge that we have here is, can we get through the exit door leaking the least amount of oil, so to speak, if I might use that metaphor. Is that fair?
That's fair, Bill. And, and I think we really want to encourage people to maintain their screenings, show up for their appointments, connect with their doctors during the pandemic, find a safe way to get access to the screenings that they need to be showing up for this year. And there's hope on the horizon. There's new approaches. We're thinking about this in a very different way. Grail's Gallery Test offers a very new approach that has the potential to save up to 40% of the lives that we could be losing this year to cancer. And so minimally, obviously prevention, let's reduce our risk and behaviors that could lead to cancer. But truly, let's focus on early detection, get our screenings, and not be afraid of this disease. If we can detect it in early stages, we do have a much better opportunity to cure.
And you bring up a good point here, Dr. Mosley, and that is the fear factor. We're going through a lot of fear right now, and I am very much concerned, because so much fear has been put out there because of COVID, that this could impact our perspective, in the totality of healthcare and our own responsibility. But, we know so much today than we knew even 10 years ago about cancer. And, there's been new developments in what you've shared about Gallery. This is exciting. I mean, this really opens up. So we are constantly, I say we're, the healthcare community is constantly being focused on, on cancer and what we can do in terms of preventative healthcare. But that's only part of the story. The rest of it still comes down to self-responsibility, doesn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right, Bill. And again, we're making some tremendous advancements in drugs to treat cancer in late-stage disease. But we really have to start thinking about it in a very different way and encouraging people to not be afraid. Because if we can detect it in earlier stages, there really are much, much better outcomes, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, where can people go to find more information, Dr. Mosley?
If they're interested to learn more about World Cancer Day, they can go to worldcancerday.org. And if they'd like to know more about cancer early detection and Grail's Gallery multi-cancer early detection test, they can go to grail.com/gallery. And that's gallery with an I, and it's GRAIL.
Perfect. You're reading my mind. Dr. Sarah Mosley has been our guest. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Frustrated.